James and Adam Reinecke are teenagers who live in central Minnesota in a house with guns. Lots of them. 4 shotguns, 3 rifles, and 2 pellet guns, along with knives and arrows with lethal tips. I've watched them demonstrate their experienced marksmanship. They have a special spot for their camouflaged gear and bright orange hats. The brothers come from a hunting family. They are 2 of over 570,000 licensed Minnesota hunters this year.
My name is James Reinecke. I attend NDSU. I'm 18. I'm a freshman studying pharmaceutical sciences. Hunting is important to me because it helps bring my family closer together. And it's kind of that like bond over hunting. And also, I enjoy it. I enjoy like sitting out in nature and just enjoying nature. And waiting for that perfect buck to walk by.
With recurrent news about teens using guns to commit robberies, burglaries, and worse, the urge to keep kids and firearms separate is strong. My father, Herbert Budig, has been a firearm safety instructor since 1972.
If you are out hunting and someone else is confronting you to leave, get out of there, and don't ever point a gun at anything you don't want to shoot, so you never point it at a human being. And if you ever make a bad shot because you don't know where you're shooting at and you don't know the target behind and you injure someone or kill someone, that's going to stay with you for your whole life. That's what we use to try and impress upon them to be careful. We teach them how to handle a firearm. To be careful, muzzle control, don't shoot people. And we also teach them about conservation and hunting animals and birds that are available for harvest and why hunters are good for the conservation of animals.
Adam is the youngest Reinecke and hunter in the family.
I went through gun training a couple years ago. It was a really good class to take because they tell you like exactly what you have to do to be safe when handling guns and all that. It really isn't that hard to be safe with guns. It's just being smart at all times, like knowing where the barrel is pointing and making sure like you don't have ammo in it when you're walking with your gun and just making sure you're safe and just follow some simple rules.
But the kids we get are generally, their parents or their guardians are hunters. Although we get kids from single moms who want their children to know about firearms, we get kids from families who want to know about firearms.
For the Reinecke's, the hunt does not end with the kill.
We go hunting for deer, and it's a lot of fun because when we shoot deer, we like process them. We make like jerky and things like that. We skin the deer and do all that, and then we like chop it up and stuff, and then we like make it into like hamburger or jerky or whatever we want to after that.
For KFAI, this is Susan Budig. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Heritage Fund. I just want to go hunt. It makes me feel so good. I just want to go hunt. You try to